Herzlichen Dank, Manuela. Herzlichen Dank, Bülent.
Thank you very much, Manuela. Thank you very much, Bülent. So that opens up quite a different dimension.
Wunderbar, wenn man so einen einzelnen Fall.
What I liked about the first presentation was that if you focus on one case, the different perspectives of racism become clear. I mean, normally you don't see where the individual aspects meet or overlap or are interlinked. And yet, I also like the second aspect which was brought into the debate by Bülent, who said that racism becomes a habit and is not negotiated rationally anymore.
Das hier oben lange behalten,
now, I would like to
kurz zu antworten, weil das
ask Manuela to briefly comment on Bülent's presentation, and then I would like to open the floor to the audience.
Vielen Dank, Bülent, für,
well, thank you, Bülent, for your interpretation
and
the kind of optimistic intervention.
Now,
I'm not quite sure about the first argument.
Kolonie und postkolonial nicht relevant wäre, sondern weil ich glaube, erstmal noch
not because it's not relevant in terms of its postcolonial implications, but
aber zu dem zweiten Fall, zu dem zweiten Punkt habe ich schon was. Ich glaube schon, dass diese affektive Dimension
because of its general approach. I think the affective dimension is extremely important, and that's the second aspect I would like to talk about. You referred to Bourdieu, and you offered a summary, and you said there is disposition and position. And I think one of the aspects I would like to add to what you said is that this is not only about disposition and position, it's also about positioning.
Den Punkt der Disposition zu einer Frage der Dispositionalität machen, also
where
der Relation,
the position becomes a positionality, i.e. refers to relations,
was die eigentlich darin tun können. Das wäre sozusagen,
which again triggers the question of what we can do, and that's a bit different from Bourdieu's approach,
auf eine Weise zu verstehen, aus der
which
des Widerstands
normally tries to understand racism from the perspective of resistance.
Theoretischen Zusammenhang noch mal darauf gekommen, wie relevant ich das eigentlich finde.
Weil for me, this is relevant also because I think
the
House of World Cultures is an excellent space to carry out this analysis. Also because I am a bit sobered as far as the analysis of the resource is concerned. I mean, to dare and speak about the complexity of the whole subject matter is an important aspect. Here we have to ask the question, what will be the result? I mean, what's the implication? And what does this mean for racism, which goes beyond exclusion? Because racism is not only about exclusion, it's a clear reference to ideologies. So here we are dealing with a genealogical dimension to. We heard about the talk circle. Someone draws a circle around you and you're not allowed to get out anymore. So this is the dimension we are dealing with. It's a very general dimension. However, it helps us understand the concept better and helps us also see the details of the analyses. And that's what I would like to talk about.
Ja, jetzt würden wir, glaube ich, beide gerne einsteigen, aber wir haben so viele Leute, die hier sitzen.
Well, I guess we feel both tempted to intervene, but there are lots of people in the audience, and I guess there are a number of important questions. So we will have two or three rounds with two to three questions, please.
Manuela hatte ja tatsächlich eine Frage gestellt an Bülent, also
Manuela asked a question to Bülent.
Seines ersten Punktes gebeten, also die Erläuterung würde ich dann schon gerne noch hören, bevor wir das eröffnen.
And thus I would like to ask Bülent to first of all answer before we continue.
Ja, das waren alle, meine Notizen waren alle auf Englisch, deswegen bin ich nicht in die Detail gegangen, so dass ich
my notes were in English and I did not mention any details in order to not get involved in linguistic problems.
Im Gaza grundsätzlich
now this is about Israel and Gaza.
Zerstört.
Israel is destroying the homes of people.
Von im Schlafzimmer und Dings sieht man nur noch, also man sieht das auch in dem kurdischen Gebiet, wie diese privaten Häuser
you see the same
in dem Kontext von Kolonien, in Spätkolonien,
in
Bezugspunkt von militärischen Interventionen,
Turkish areas,
Häuser zerschlagen werden und
where Kurdish homes are being destroyed,
neue Häuser aufgebaut werden.
And at the same time, so, new homes are
says,
built,
which becomes the relevant part of the colonial regime. Und es ist sehr, ich habe bestimmte Bilder und
these homes, which become the relevant part of the colonial regime or this approach with respect to the homes.
Bilder haben wir in kurdischen Gebiet gesehen, wo
and I think we could see very similar examples in the Kurdish area. In the colonial context, but also in the post-colonial context in Istanbul, in the periphery of the city where people can simply be killed, where you have ghettos where Kurds or Alevites or other minorities live. So it's a post-colonial context where migrants live, and here you have people who are not protected by the law and they are being attacked.
Diesen public und private Unterschied im kolonialen Kontext.
And we have to see the difference between the public and the private.
Das sogenannte nicht.
And we can ask the question: why does the private, the non-political, become so relevant and is being attacked? Right. Let's hear more questions.
Gibt es überhaupt keine Fragen?
There are no questions.
Ja, hier vorne.
There is a question.
Ja, vielen Dank für eure beiden Interventionen. Ich habe eigentlich nur eine kurze Frage an Manuela.
Thank you for your statements, Manuela. May I ask you, could you please repeat what you said about the transition from the external to intensive racism? Could you explain what you meant?
Ja, danke für euer intellektuelles Engagement. Eine ganz
thank you for
Frage
your intellectual
Manuela,
commitment. My question for Manuela.
Für Dennis Yüksel, hast du
the Solidarity Movement for Dennis Yüksel.
dass sie sozusagen die rassistischen Stratifizierungen
called a seizure.
Und das hast du als Zäsur.
And you said, and you said that this is because it does not adopt the racist stratification. And I don't understand what you mean. I mean, there are lots of people who were involved with Dennis, and I'd be surprised to learn that they operate with racist figures.
Also, ich glaube, diese Definition oder diese Veränderung ist, glaube ich, relativ einfach.
I think it's,
ich glaube, dass die, dass es immer noch quasi heterogen ist, also dass es nicht eine einfache, sozusagen
simple
zeitlich oder chronologische Veränderung vom einen zum anderen.
We are dealing with a transformation which is not a chronological one.
Und zwar glaube ich, ganz einfach gesprochen, in einer globalen Welt gibt es nur noch innere Grenzen.
There are only inner
Rassismus hat über lange
and internal
lange Zeit,
borders
immer die
in a globalized
potenzielle Möglichkeit
world.
Des Ausschlusses der anderen.
The potential possibility of the exclusion of the other is what globalization has relied on. But the reference to the inner other
er immer schon auch eine Rolle gespielt hat, noch mal ganz anders
is to be seen in a very different way in the context of racism. Racism has to enact this
für äußerlich zu erklären, sondern sie sind hier
phenomenon in a different way. You cannot simply go and say it's external. And racism has to react because you have only limited possibility of excluding. It's still possible to exclude. And this is what I need to underline, because there are minor differences between the marker of the exclusion and the destruction.
Sozusagen, was uns am Rassismus so schreckt, nämlich dass am
which is what shocks us about racism, because we
stehen könnte,
know that it could
die Bedingung gewesen
finally become destruction.
Konsequenz, das finde ich ist wichtig zu betonen, weil
but it's important to note that it's not the necessary consequence, because there are those who fight it.
Situation ist, glaube ich, das Wichtige, genau and das zu verstehen.
I think it's very important to
immer damit auch zu
understand
hat,
that racism is
das Innere mit definieren muss.
Und das has often been about defining the external, and now it has to define the internal. Now, concerning Dennis Giselle, I did not mean the people you are talking about here, but people who defend him and whose positions are problematic, I believe.
Döpfner liest, also einem der zentralen deutschen Verleger.
If you read Döpfners text, you realize
Figuren zurückgreift,
that he does not use any classifying figures, but
solidarisch zu einem Kollegen
he declares solidarity with a colleague. So we do see a shift here.
Die Weise, in der Leute darüber nachdenken, insgesamt verändern könnte,
which might eventually change the way of thinking of those who before thought that on the one hand there are those who understand that racism is not what you should refer to, and there are others who think you can refer to racism here. So I think people have begun to understand that this is not a case to racialize.
Okay, wir können noch ein oder zwei Fragen aufnehmen.
We can accept one or two more questions, but if there are no more questions, and since we have run over time already, I would like to thank the audience and in particular the speakers.